Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Rather than fighting, we should just all be inclusive and love each other. We're all in this together.
Don Lemon's commentary brought to you by the 2015 Toyota Corolla. Stylish, innovative, and leaps ahead of the game. Just like you. The Toyota Corolla. Let's elevate the moment. Toyota, let's go places. From New York, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. We should all be inclusive and love each other. That's what the president sounded like on Tuesday night. But did you notice anything about the president on Tuesday night? Did something, anything stand out to you? Well, I noticed something. When he talked about not having to run for another campaign ever again.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda. I know because I won both of them.
I loved it.
Loved that.
Didn't you love it? I was like, yep, that was a read. Made me laugh out loud.
He got to bask in what he did. He got to bask in his accomplishments. That was a hard-won two races.
Well, he said he had no more campaigns to run, and when he looked around, he saw and he heard the applause. It was mostly coming from Republicans, right? They thought they were being funny, and then he added that little unscripted dig, and we know that it was unscripted because the entire speech was sent out to everyone before he gave it, and like most people, Sherry's old job, everybody laughed at it. They said that it was, in translation, the president. He was like saying that I am being the president, right? And they said that you could see that most people were saying that it was funny. They thought it was funny. He was talking a little bit of trash. They thought he was being snarky. They thought he was being cocky. But they thought that people were saying that he was being cocky because he was black. So they saw the humor in it. But a lot of people didn't. If you watched, did you guys watch conservative television yesterday and conservative radio?
They didn't like it.
They didn't like it at all. They said that it was hard for them to watch because they thought he was being all nice, and then he put that little dig in it, and as Glenn Beck described it, it says he took him and he put a little shiv in it right as he was telling everybody you have to get along and you got to be nice. So what do you think about the president? Do you think the president was too cocky? Was he being too rude? That's basically how the conversation went on the State of the Union, you know, conservative programs. But it was quite a moment for me to witness. The only thing that was missing, I said, was an eye roll and a finger snap. And like Joy Reid said from MSNBC, she said, I can sum the president's, she tweeted this out, I can sum up the president's State of the Union speech in two words. Bye. Felicia. That's exactly what he was saying by that. I thought it was funny.
I think if you can't revel in the fact that you are president, he's accomplished so much. And it's okay to be cocky. You know, and I don't hate saying the word cocky. He was proud of what he did, and he has a sense of humor as well. It was a great sense of humor that he put in there.
I didn't think he was cocky.
No,
I thought it was
for
a sense
what they
of humor.
Said. When you don't have a comeback for his State of the Union, when you don't have any programs to put up as a counterpoint for what he's asking for what he's suggesting, then what do you go to? You go to personality. You don't like him. He's cocky. Well, big whoop. What do you have?
It's like saying, well, we know you did a lot of good. We don't like your attitude about saying you did good. Come on. You can't win.
And your hot sauce is stupid.
And your hot sauce is stupid. That's the only thing I was missing, right?
The same people who have never liked him. He had
so many accomplishments that he actually can talk about. Gas and unemployment and the economy, the stock market.
If you're willing to work together, how about that?
What's the difference in cocky and just being factual?
Well,
Joe Namath said it best. Joe Namath said it's not bragging if you can do it.
That's right.
If you can do it. Exactly. But you know,
well, y'all know what the difference is between cocky and factual. So that's all I'm going to say. You know what the difference is.
Yeah. But these people have never liked him from the get-go. So anything that he does, I mean, basically to me, unless he's shuffling, going, I've tried so hard.
I'm so glad to be the president.
Come on now, y'all like me, please.
That's what they want. Step and fetch it up there.
That's what they want.
That's what they want.
I'm going to close with a song.
and a nice ham bone.
A nice ham bone and I'm out of here.
With the shake voice. Doing the shake voice.
All right, Don Lemon from New York.
No, we don't go out like that.